You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is May 21st, 2025. I hope you're well. I've been better, but we'll just soldier on as best we can. I'm going to skip everything else and just go right into this because it's hard enough as it is. But if you were paying attention to the website overnight, you'll know that yesterday we lost somebody very special for me and for the website and for Hierarchy in general. Jamie, who was a fag wife of straight God Alpha Dino, which you may remember on the podcast I interviewed him a couple of years ago. Jamie died of cancer after a long battle with it. He was 60 years old. So death is such an awful thing. I mean, it's hard to wrap your mind around the idea that somebody so full of life, so joyful and electrifying, is just suddenly gone. You know, that energy. You know, where does that energy go to? You know, how can that person just slip away in the middle of the night and just be gone? You know, yeah, it's hard to really wrap your mind around it, but anytime death has ever visited, you know, my life, I've lost a couple of very close friends of mine over the years that were just so vibrant, and then they're just not there anymore, and it never gets easy. With Jamie was a pivotal figure in my 10 years now teaching Hierarchy and getting to know people all around the world. Jamie was, I mean, there's no two ways about it. And Jamie was the greatest faggot that I've ever known in my life. Jamie was the epitome of why faggots serve, you know, why we're drawn to serve and what it means to serve and live a life of service. And Jamie was fearless, even more so than me, which I consider myself to be a pretty fearless faggot, but Jamie is much more fearless than I was, much more dedicated in a kind of a primal way to being a faggot and to being the best faggot that he could be. And Jamie was my mentor and my friend and my brother. And in 2020, Jamie wrote to me, wrote a letter to me. It was the very first communication I ever had with any of the family, anybody connected with anybody in this family, this incredible family. And Jamie wrote and told me a story of how he came to know God Alpha Dino. The story itself is on the website now. I restored it a couple weeks ago because I knew that this day was coming. And I was blown away by that story. And I think you probably would be too if you read it. In the story, Jamie told of how he met Master Dino after Master Dino had just come out of prison. And Master Dino is a straight alpha, very violent in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a lot of darkness in Master Dino, for sure. He's scary, scary violent, okay? He's definitely a very powerful straight alpha, and every bit of a god alpha. And he's wealthy, but he came out of prison and they met, and Jamie just instantly submitted to him. Jamie instantly admitted that he was a faggot, that he wanted to serve. And Master Dino gave him a try, you know. He was fresh out of prison. He needed to get off, basically, is what it came down to. And so they had really rough, aggressive sex. And Jamie just clung to him like an abused dog, I guess you might say. And never left his side. No matter what happened from there on, Master Dino always noticed that Jamie was just always there, no matter what he threw at Jamie, no matter how much he beat Jamie up, no matter how rough he used him when he fucked him, whatever. Jamie just took it and adored every last thing about Master Dino. And when I say every last thing, I mean every last thing. Like, over the course of their 15-plus years together, I mean... Jamie ate his earwax, ate his toenails, you know, drank his piss, obviously. Like, did every single thing that a faggot could ever do to worship a man and everything about that man. And it was an extraordinary, love affair, I guess we'll call it, between a straight alpha god male and a faggot. It's what is possible when a faggot totally empties itself and completely and utterly devotes itself to the service of a man. This is what's possible. I've had tastes of this, but nothing on the level of God Alpha Dino and Jamie. There's no, and unquestionably, their relationship is the strongest alpha faggot relationship I've ever encountered. So, it's truly extraordinary. And eventually, over time, they became so inseparable, and then, of course, Jamie introduced me to Master Dino, and I got to know him, and I would talk to him over email. And I got to know him, and I must say that Master Dino, even just in writing, he's terrifying, you know. So I can only imagine what it's like to be in his presence, actually. But my heart palpitates whenever I think about that. But then Master Dino allowed me to see Jamie from his perspective and how Jamie was completely devoted to him in every aspect. And at the time that I first met Master Dino, his oldest son, Master Chad, is a straight alpha who was, I don't know how old he was, maybe 18, I don't know, 19, I don't know, something like that. And and his younger twins were like around 15 or so. Master Dean is one of the two twins. They're both straight alphas. Well, I'm sorry, Master Dean is a gay alpha. Master Chad is a straight alpha. But they're both god alphas, okay? That's what I meant to say. So, Master Dino approached me about having Jamie service them as introductions to faggots, because he wanted his sons to have the same legacy of faggot ownership and faggot worship that he enjoyed. And so he had Jamie service both Master Chad and Master Dean, and these names, I got to tell you, like, it's been hard to keep track of the names of this family. So anyway, so Jamie serviced both of Master Dino's sons, and they loved faggot worship just as much as their father. And so they eventually took faggots of their own. And so began this kind of growth period where the family grew exponentially with more faggots being added. They added some more alphas into the mix in this compound that they live in, this kind of like small kingdom out in the mountains. I'm not going to say a location, but and they just enjoyed a privileged life. You know, they're wealthy. They can have anything they want, and they just enjoyed a privileged life. You know, full of hierarchical worship and service. There's never really been anything like it, to my knowledge. I've never encountered it. All of that, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, let me just say that right now they have multiple faggots living full-time in the compound serving the family. Some of them have been married off to other alphas. Like, for instance, Master Chad got married to his personal faggot, CC. And Master Dean married his brother, his faggot brother, Jimmy. And then they have other faggots as well serving them. And it's a huge hierarchical family. Another extraordinary move is Master Chad was able to buy basically the ownership of his 13 of his sons that he fathered with various women. He basically paid off the women and took sole custody of his sons, and they all live in the compound as well and are cared for by everybody in the compound. So what I'm getting at is that all of this, all of it, came to be because of one faggot, the courage and vision of one faggot, and that's Jamie. And I guess that's what I really, really want to just emphasize here is that faggots are often called worthless. And we're often discounted as being nothing. But that couldn't be any further from the truth. When an alpha takes ownership of a good faggot, everything becomes possible, because a faggot is loyal to a T. A good faggot, a true faggot, is loyal to in a way that even women cannot be loyal or will not be loyal. We are that loyal dog that every man would love to have. We are the ones that inspire alphas to become greater than what they believe they can be, because we view them as kings, as gods, as the most powerful force on the earth. And so we inspire that in them, and they become greater of themselves. And so faggots, a good faggot like Jamie, can change the trajectory of everything around them just by being submissive and serving with a whole heart. And also, Jamie is the epitome of what I've always taught is that, and what's been true in my case as well, that if you just have faith in the fact that you are a faggot and that your gift is precious, and you offer it with complete devotion and that belief, you can find a place in hierarchy in this world. You can be of use in a way that you could that will fulfill you in ways you can't even imagine. Jamie was completely fulfilled in his life because he found his God Alpha, and he served that God Alpha to the very last breath. Gave up everything to serve him and his needs, and because of that open-hearted desire to serve and be of service and to be a humble servant of a man. Because of that, all these other wonderful things have happened. So many lives have been changed forever because of that one act of submission. I mean, I can't express what Jamie's example has meant for me over the 5 years I've known Jamie. And you know, I thought that I was, you know, I thought when I first started this journey to teach hierarchy online in 2015, I didn't know who was out here. I just knew my experiences, and I didn't know that there were other faggots like me out there. Not to say that I thought I was the best faggot. I'm definitely not, but I just knew my own experiences, and I was sharing them. And because of that decision, I met Jamie, and I am so grateful that I got to meet Jamie. Because Jamie is the epitome of everything that I've been teaching, everything that I have striven for in my own life. And I just wanted to share these feelings with you, because if you're a faggot and you're listening to this, don't give up, okay? Don't let selfishness or fear rob you of being fulfilled the way Jamie was fulfilled. Jamie gave everything for this purpose, to be of service to superior men. And Jamie found complete satisfaction in that. And I just want you guys to know that you have purpose, and you're not alone. There are lots of other faggots out there who are desiring to be fulfilled. You can find fulfillment. Be brave. Be submissive and honest, and just surrender yourself. You will find fulfillment. You can. You just have to follow Jamie's example and just trust that your gift is good enough. You are good enough to make a man happy. You can have all those things if you just submit and do your very best to serve. I'm so grateful to have gotten to know Jamie. I'm so thankful that I've gotten through Jamie, I've gotten to meet Master Dino, Master Chad, Master Dean, Master Cal, all the rainbow faggots, and of course my precious little Jimmy also. Like, these are people who are beloved to me, and they're all in pain right now, and I am so sorry, because this cancer took out the center, the very heart of this family. And fortunately, there's plenty of other faggots in the compound that will step up and fill that void to some degree. And they've all been taught by Jamie, so they know how to serve. And so, and I will do whatever I can to help them as well. But I just want you guys to know that that this example exists, and it existed. And this true life faggot lived on this earth and served and completed his purpose with integrity and hard work and courage, and he will be missed by me for the rest of my life. So I hope that somehow to honor Jamie's memory better on the website, so that I can present this in a way that honors his life. I don't yet know how to do that, but I'm gonna try. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I am sorry that this is kind of a sad episode, but I needed to talk about it because Jamie is very, very important to me, and will always be important to me. And the family is also important to me. I love all of you, and I thank you very much for talking today. Thank you, and I will talk to you next Wednesday, okay? I love you. Bye.